up in space twice, he not only is the talk of the town, he's the talk of the planet. I would say that there was just a tremendous sense of pride here, you know, as he pursued his dream and became an astronaut. You know, everybody was talking about what he was doing, watching what he was doing, because, you know, there was live coverage of him, you know, everywhere around the planet. And, you know, he did some neat and unusual things when he was up there. Played music, wore his Toronto Maple Leaf jersey, sang the national anthem. You know, just Chris, you know, like, he's just a unique, bright, independent thinking individual, and that was demonstrated. You know, his humanity was demonstrated while he was in the program. You know, he did his job, did what he was asked to do by NASA, but he also, on top of that, continued with that critical thinking, that entertaining kind of guy, very bright. He knew he was going to do something unusual because he always was that way, and he did. And it was in the late 90s and early 2000s when he was in the program and was in space. Everybody here was watching his every move because they all knew him. They all had a sense of ownership in his development, and he didn't disappoint.